Over the weekend, Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York and former attorney general of New York, the senior most legal official and Fredo's older brother, made a very stunning admission about Donald Trump on Bill Maher's show that you have to hear to believe.
The two trials in New York, New Yorkers said, 66% said the justice system is politicized. And there's nobody in New York who likes Trump. And still, 66% said the justice system is politicized. That's why I think he's not paying the same price for these verdicts, because they believe it is political.
And he's sitting right next to Adam Crying Kinzinger as well. So wait for it.
And you want to talk about a threat to democracy. When you have this country believing you're playing politics with the justice system, and you're trying to put people in jail or convict them for political reasons, then we have a real problem.
Well, and I
let that sink in for a moment. And he's kind of lucky that he was already forced out of office, because after making these comments, well, his career as the governor surely would have come to an end. Listen to this.
The attorney general's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump, and if he wasn't running for president, from the former AG in New York, I'm telling you, that case would have never been brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be, because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
Look at Adam Kinzinger. He's about to break down at the tears and start crying again. Excuse me, Bill, would you like to provide us with another soundbite that would look fantastic in the next Donald Trump campaign ad?
The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead. That trial was the greatest reason people had to send their checks for $5, $10, $25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump.
Well, Bill, maybe there's hope for you after all, because you sure are right about that. And it also provided us with the most iconic mugshot in the history of mugshots, which, of course, you can order on a t-shirt from my online store at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. This is how out of touch the average Democrat is. These are protesters outside of Trump Tower after Mar-a-Lago was raided with a gigantic arrest Trump sign. And when asked about why he should be arrested, this was one of the leader's responses.
Is this unprecedented to arrest a former president for not turning in documents?
A former president that had committed this many provable criminal acts.
But what are the provable criminal acts, I guess?
Provable criminal acts. Well, I'm done talking.
I'm done talking. I don't know. Even Michael Avenatti, Sloppy Daniels' former attorney, doesn't think that these charges should have been brought. Here's a live interview he did on MSNBC from his jail cell via the telephone, where he is sitting on related matters.
How do you assess the strength of the prosecution's case?
Well, I think what I'm about to say is going to surprise a lot of people, and that is that, I think this is the wrong case at the wrong time, Ari. I think that the case is in many ways stale at this juncture. You're talking about conduct that occurred some 8 years ago. I think the fact that it's occurring in state court in New York is a mistake. And I think that when you are going to potentially deprive tens of millions of Americans of their choice for the presidency of the United States, whether we agree with those folks or not, or regardless of what we may think of Donald Trump, I think it's a mistake to do it based on a case of this nature. I was...
And that will be the last we ever hear from Michael Avenatti on MSNBC for the rest of his life. And because everybody is now talking about old Joe's obvious and rapid mental decline since the election is heating up, and that viral video last week showing him freezing on stage at the celebrity fundraiser and having to be led off by the hand by Barack Obama, the media is now saying that Donald Trump is the one who is having the mental decline. Not old Joe. He's as sharp as a tack.
Not only is Trump a criminal, as determined by a jury, he's also someone who is arguably in mental and perhaps even cognitive decline. It's pretty clear if you just listen to the man. It does seriously beg the question, is this man okay? The latest look behind the curtain of Trump's mental decline comes from the new book, Apprentice in Wonderland. how Donald Trump and Mark Burnett took America through the looking glass.
Also, over the weekend, Donald Trump held a huge rally in Philadelphia, which, of course, the liberal media and Democrat operatives are lying about, trying to claim that there was poor turnout with the Biden campaign, even posting these two photos of old Joe in Philly and then Donald Trump's rally, showing that old Joe packed the whole arena and then Donald Trump had the upper level completely empty. But wait for it. You got to see the two different photos, or rather videos, even better, of the two different events in their full context to see just how pathetic and laughable this lie is. But before we do that, you have to see what this 21-year-old Zoomer Democrat TikToker, Harry Sissy, had to say about the event.
So the Republicans and the Trump supporters are collectively losing their minds right now because Donald Trump's rally in Philadelphia yesterday didn't go to plan, because we learned after the rally had concluded through photos and videos that were released that the crowd size at Trump's speech was incredibly small and incredibly underwhelming. This is humiliating for Donald Trump. It's a major shot at his ego. So right now, all of these Trump supporters and members of his campaign are running all over social media to try to give some justification as to why the crowd was small.
This kid is literally a Democrat operative and is literally getting talking points directly from the Biden campaign. Here he is getting boosted on CNN, where he made the mistake of admitting this.
All right, so now you point out you've met him, you've been invited to events. Has the White House, the Biden campaign, ever tried to tell you what to say, tried to get you to look at something?
No, I've never gotten like a, you must post this, you must post this. There have been briefings where they say, look, there's so much misinformation on social media. We just want you to have the most accurate information, but there's no pressure to post. There's never been like, oh, you have to say this. We're going to be angry with you or anything like that.
The question was, has the Biden campaign ever tried to get you to say something, not force you to say something? And thank you for admitting that they do. Before I show you this video of the packed Donald Trump speech, the reason why there's nobody up on the upper levels is because there's only a 10,000 person capacity in this arena. And instead of being up on the top level, they opened up the floor to all of those people. Okay. So it wasn't that more people didn't want to come. It was they already maxed out the capacity. And here is a nice view from inside the, quote, embarrassing rally, according to Harry Sisson. Absolutely jam-packed. Maximum capacity, as always. And here is the full video of inside Joe Biden's rally, where you can clearly see that they cut the stadium in half, lifting a gigantic black tarp, hoping that the cameras weren't going to notice all of those empty seats. And even in the other half, in the upper levels, there still is hardly anybody there. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here for truly independent and honest analysis. And be sure to pick up your An Appeal to Heaven shirt from my online store at markdice.com. Or click the link in the description below. Now, most of the shirts, by the way, are available in tank tops for the summer. So head on over to the store and then click on whatever design you want. And then down below the t-shirt listing, you'll see the different options for the tank top, long sleeve, and the hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.